Hey everybody, Jeff Dunham. I'm here to wish America a very happy 250th birthday. And you know the old saying, nothing goes together better in the good old US of A than baseball, hot dogs, apple pie, and Chevrolet. And I knew that in less than 2 seconds. So as this 250-year celebration was getting closer, at literally the very last possible moment, I said to a bunch of people around me, let's shoot a special about it. And they said, we can't. It's too late. We'd have to get all the equipment, hire more people. And I said, no, we don't. You're my crew, and we all have iPhones. We'll use those.
So we decided to shoot a special right here in Houston, Texas. Why not? And this is where all the magic happens. There's everybody. There's Jen and Jack and James. There's Audrey, my wife, Michael, and Marnell and Robin. All right. So here we go.
America,
is Ahmed doing the introduction?
Please welcome to the stage the biggest infidel of all, Mr. James.
All right, here it is. Of Texas. And one more cheer. Welcome to my 250th Red, White, and Blue birthday special. That's right, 250 years to the United States, and I do not care what all the angry people say. This is an amazing and beautiful country, and I am proud to be an American. All right. Let's start with a guy who puts a smile on your face with a frown. Please help me welcome my old friend, Walter. Hey, Walter. Thanks for putting that on.
You know how much I hate you right now?
Well, I think you look great.
I look like a 4th of July clearance sale.
No, you don't.
I look like Abraham Lincoln's idiot cousin. I look like a birthday cake for a bald eagle.
What? I say you look more like a patriotic parking ticket.
Shut the hell up.
Okay. So you know, Walter, as I mentioned earlier, this year is our country's 250th birthday.
And that's why I'm wearing a clown suit.
It's not a clown suit. You're Uncle Sam.
I look like Mount Rushmore's accountant.
So in 1776, our Declaration of Independence was actually signed by Joe Biden. Who knew? Didn't sign it.
Oh, you're right. For his signature, they used the auto pen. So our 200-year celebration was in 1976, and that was called the Bicentennial.
That's correct.
What's the name for 250 years?
Oh, well, there are actually many different names for it, but I think the one that most people are going with is the semi-quinquennial.
Sounds like a side effect of taking Ozempic. Taking Ozempic may cause gallbladder issues, osteoporosis, and early onset of semi-quincentennial.
You can also call it the sestercentennial.
Well, then it's infected.
Another name is the quarter millennial.
Oh, that's a hooker that charges 25 cents. But 250 years is a big deal for our country.
It is.
And to mark the occasion, I heard that our president is pushing for a new national anthem.
Really?
Yeah. He wants our national anthem to now be the 90s hit, Ice, Ice, Baby. No, too far?
Yeah.
Olé!
Okay. I will admit, with all this coming up, I was reviewing a long history of our country.
Well, good for you, sure.
And no wonder the British lost to us. They had the worst uniforms for fighting in battles.
That's true.
Bright red coats.
Yeah.
And they marched in straight lines. For our guys, it was like target practice.
Well, those were the rules of engagement back then. All the men stood in straight lines, marched, and shot at each other.
Dimwits.
Well, we broke the rules of war.
Well, good for us. We didn't want to die. Hello. Well, and didn't the British also have the drummer so you could hear them coming from miles away?
That's true.
Another genius idea. Dun 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 dun. Roy, here we come! Get ready to shoot at us! Dun 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 dun. I'm sure the Indians were in the trees watching. That's when their gambling started.
Dakota, who you think wins? Nin in red coats standing in altar, or Nin in black jackets hiding in bushes?
Need that five deerskins on black.
And there's your first frickin' casino.
So, Native Americans...
You can't say that now.
What? They're no longer Native Americans.
No, no. Now they're the Washington Commanders.
Those were the Redskins.
You really are part of the problem. Tail-faced cracker.
Okay, do you know what the Boston Tea Party was?
Of course. That's when our guys dumped a bunch of British tea in the harbor in Boston.
Yeah.
And Paul Revere rode through town yelling, Starbucks is coming!
No, whatever. All right. As I was saying earlier, Walter, we really do live in a great country.
I know we do. When I was young, I joined the Navy and saw the world.
Great.
Yeah. And now that I'm older, I can join Old Navy and see them all.
Okay, look, the Founding Fathers, why does no one ever mention the Founding Mothers? I don't know.
Obviously, they were around.
Of course they were. And that's nice of you to stand up for women, Walter.
I'm not standing up for them. I'm saying that old white men get the blame for everything that's wrong. There were a bunch of women back at their homes telling those poor boneheads what to do and how fast.
You tell that George Washington blah, 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 duck, 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 duck,
I'm sorry.
And you think Abraham Lincoln looked like that because he was old? He looked like that because he was married. And I can guarantee you his wife was at home all that time making a big fuss about something. If they're going to name this bedroom after you, you better help me clean it up. Buck, 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 ah!
Walter,
and I can guarantee you it was her idea to go to the theater that night. No man in the history of the entire world ever said, "Hey, honey, let's go to a play."
That's terrible.
Hey, it was a good joke,
Walter.
And I know what's going to happen when I get home.
What's that?
You should not make jokes like that because it makes me look bad and duck, 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 duck.
You can't do one show without picking on your wife.
It's freedom of speech, my friend.
Duck, 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 duck.
Say goodnight, Walter. Thanks, Houston. I think most of us would be happy to sit down at a bar with and have a beer. He's my buddy. He's your buddy. Please help me welcome Bubba J. Hello, Texas! So, Bubba J, we've been talking about a big celebration for our country this year.
Oh, I know. I heard the Sasquatch Sister Sucker Centennial Sandwich thing.
close. 250 years. That is pretty old, yeah. That means the Statue of Liberty is a cougar. We should update her like my aunt with some Botox and yoga pants. Walter said if a woman wants to look younger, she should just stand further away. Oh, and I looked under the Statue of Liberty's skirt. What? You know what's under there? No, a Buc-ee's.
You know, Bubba J, that's funny, but there's actually a good portion of the country that doesn't know what a Buc-ee's is.
Oh, just wait, they will.
Do you know much about our country's history?
Well, I had an American history class in high school.
Oh, and how did you find high school?
Well, I would just walk down the street and look around and go, there it is, I found it.
No, I mean, did you find high school difficult?
Oh, yes, Your Honor.
And what was your best subject in high school?
Statistics.
I have trouble believing that you took statistics in high school.
Well, what are the odds?
So what did you learn in history class?
Well, mainly we learned about things that happened in the past. The teacher got really mad when I asked her if she knew anything that happened recently.
So in your history class, did you learn about presidents?
Oh, sure.
All right. Do you remember some things about them?
Yeah, I suppose so.
I thought so. So should I just name a president?
No, they already have names. It's okay.
Okay, I'm going to pick a random president.
We do that every 4 years.
All right, for example, what do you know about President Garfield?
Oh, he was our first president that was a cat. Oh, and just like Trump, he's orange too.
All right, any other history? Let's see, do you know what the Battle of the Bulge was?
Anytime they fight on The View. Oh, they like that one. That's funny.
Okay. All right, early American history. The colonists who fought the British on a moment's notice were known as the Minutemen.
That's what my wife calls me during our no-no time.
How long have you been married?
I don't remember exactly, but I'm pretty sure the warranty has expired.
And before you got married, what did you look for in a woman?
Intelligence.
Good for you.
And I knew if she didn't have any, I had a shot.
All right, back to some history.
Okay,
you know, our First Amendment guarantees the right of assembly.
I know where you're not guaranteed the right of assembly.
Where?
IKEA. I can't put together anything.
You know, America got the idea of democracy from ancient Greece. Are you familiar with ancient Greece?
Yeah, that's that old musical with John Travolta. What are you laughing at?
That was a stupid joke, and I...
That's why I didn't get much of the laugh. Way to go, Jeff. Nice try.
Okay. Okay, how about this? Where would you find the plaque that reads, "Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses"?
Motel 6.
All right, what about some American heroes? Did you know that Benjamin Franklin wore a hat made out of a beaver?
No, that is not a thing.
Actually, it is.
Did it fit?
All right, more recent history. Can you name the first person who walked on the moon?
Michael Jackson.
No. Okay, do you know what Buffalo Bill was famous for?
Never winning a Super Bowl. All right, we're going back to the beginning. The founding fathers decided to get rid of the king.
George Washington killed Elvis.
Did you know I met my wife on the 4th of July?
Really? Oh, yeah.
How'd you know she was the one? She beat me in a beer drinking contest. And then drove me home. Speaking of drinking, did you know that at one time in our country, drinking any kind of alcoholic beverage was against the law?
Oh, when was that?
During the Great Depression.
It was the Great Depression?
That's right.
Because they weren't drinking, that's why they were sad.
You know, Bubba J, if you're going to talk about drinking, keep in mind that at our shows, sometimes we have, you know, younger folks in attendance.
Oh, yeah. You know, kids, one time I didn't have a drink for 12 years.
12 years? Wow. Then what happened?
I turned 13.
Here's something. Did you know that cockfighting has a long history in the United States?
No. When they do it, do they wear beaver hats?
I'm sorry.
You made that up. That is not true.
No, I didn't.
Really? If that's on YouTube, I'm going to watch it tonight. I bet they don't do it when it's cold out.
Bubba J,
this is a naughty subject. You're like my creepy uncle, a fun guy to be with, but I'm pretty sure you're a pervert.
And look, in a cockfight, a cock is a rooster.
You can name it whatever you want, Jeff.
It's like, hello, rooster, meet Steve. Let's fight.
Steve? That's what I call mine. But if he's naughty, I call him Steven.
All right.
In February, he's little Stevie. And if there's any shaving going on and I get a cut, I call him Stevie Nicks.
Can we do that on YouTube?
I have no idea. Okay.
So our forefathers...
Oh, you too, huh?
What?
Well, my mom narrowed down my father to being one of four different guys, so I always said, my forefathers.
No, forefathers means the ones that are before us.
Oh, well, I'm sure it was one at a time. She wasn't that crazy. No.
Bubba J, that's terrible. It paid the bills. Bubba J, you're saying your mother was
an entrepreneur.
Okay, let's talk about presidents.
Oh, she had presidents, CEOs, car salesmen, all kinds of that.
No, presidents of the United States.
Oh, there was one. There's Bill Clinton.
No.
He left a deposit.
All right, look, do you remember the Alamo?
Worst rental car accident I ever had.
Look, I want to talk about great Americans of the past. Okay, who's your favorite American hero of all time?
Sam Adams. The Oktoberfest is delicious.
So in 1876, Alexander Graham Bell made the first outgoing phone call.
And his first words were, "What are you wearing?"
All right, other great Americans. Okay, Johnny Appleseed went around the country spreading his seed.
Oh, gross. So does Elon Musk.
As I've said a couple of times tonight, Bubba J, I think we live in a great country.
I know,
and there are three holiday trips I think every American should try to do at least once in their life.
Okay,
like... 4th of July in Washington, D.C.
Great.
New Year's Eve in New York's Times Square.
Great.
And Valentine's Day
on Epstein Island.
No.
I think they're judging me on that one.
I think so. Well, Papa Jay, we've come to what I think is your favorite part of the show. Can I introduce it? Go ahead.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the part of the show where you get to hear what I think about stuff after I've had a few too many, which is like a hoo-hoo right now. Yeah. Welcome to Bubba J's Drinking and Thinking.
All right. This has become like a tradition in our specials.
I know. I love this part, and I love this music.
Right.
Kind of soft and sexy. Hey.
What?
While I'm doing this, can you leave? Well, half the time, I don't even know why the hell you're here.
Just do it.
Okay. Drinking and thinking. Why at a garage sale can we never actually purchase a garage? How can I be expected to do 10,000 steps a day when I can't even do 12 steps? Oh, sounds like we have some AA fans here tonight. Say hi to Bill for me. Some of these were written with more drinking and less thinking.
Okay, sorry.
The U.S. national debt is $39 trillion. It's so bad, Ethiopia is doing a concert for us. Because of tariffs, China is laying off thousands of workers. Okay, kids, back to school! Kaepernick is still letting NFL owners know he wants to play this upcoming season. He's so desperate, this time he's on both knees. If a transvestite sneezes on you, is that transmission fluid? Transgender person goes missing, do we put their photo on a carton of half and half? And that's another edition of Bubba J's Drinking and Thinking.
Say goodnight, Bubba J.
Thanks, Houston.
That's Bubba. Now, ladies and gentlemen, he's purple, he's wacky. Please help me welcome my buddy, Peanut. How you doing, Peanut? Doing pretty good. How about you?
I'm fine. That's good, that's good, that's good.
So,
happy 250. America!
Stop it! Cut it out.
So what are we going to talk about tonight? Well, wait, is Ahmed going to be out here this evening?
Yes, he will.
That is terrifying.
Why?
Are you a moron? What if he's fooling you? Why not you walk out on stage, ladies and gentlemen, Jeff Dunham?
Hasta la vista, Jeff.
Kind of funny when they say, Jeff Dunham exploded on YouTube.
No. So, but what are you going to do to celebrate our semi-quincentennial?
You know, I am not originally from this country.
Right.
I'm from a small Micronesian island in the South Pacific.
Right.
Yes. So I love talking about the different nationalities that make us up.
There are many.
Yes. And I heard you talking about the semi-quincentennial.
Right.
No arguing that July 4th is our most patriotic day.
Of course.
And what do we do to celebrate? Well, we set off fireworks.
Right.
And where do we get those fireworks?
Well, in California, we have to drive to Mexico.
Yet we buy fireworks in Mexico that were made in China so we can celebrate independence from England while drinking Budweiser, which is now owned by Belgians.
Oh, I'm not even close to being finished.
Eating eating hot dogs invented by Germans, listening to country music on a Japanese radio, grilling on a barbecue fueled by gas from Alberta, watching baseball played by Japanese stars who win the World Series in Canada while checking the score on a phone designed in California, built in Ireland, running software written by engineers from India, and posting all of that on a social media app that nobody can agree whether it's American or freaking Chinese. So to celebrate the 250 years of this great nation, I would like to do my impressions of many of the nationalities that make up this great country. Do what? This is going to be great. Impressions? Why not? I'm giving homage to all the great folks in these amazing United States.
You mean you want to do accents?
Yes!
I'm not sure. It'll be fine.
No, I can do this.
No, yes, no, yes, no, yes, no, yes, Peanut.
I can do it.
Peanut,
you're mostly Irish, right?
Yes.
Oh, I think I'll start with that one. Do you think you know what I'm talking about? And you love your Lucky Charms, don't you? They're magically delicious.
Peanut.
And then you're saying it's Scotsman. I can't do it, Captain. There's not enough time.
Peanut.
And then we move on to the Swedish. Yeah, yeah. I love the Swedish chef from the mob. That's thurn.
Are you actually saying anything?
Hern to fern to stoop the Jeffrey. Peanut. And next, have you ever talked to anybody who's from India?
Oh, come on.
Oh, no, come on.
Please don't.
Oh, no, this is going to be great. I love India. The culture, the food, the folks are always nice.
Right.
But whoever snuck that accent in there was on a mission. Peanut, just ask a guy from India a question and what comes out is awesome.
No.
Excuse me, sir. Can you tell me where to get coffee around here?
Oh, the best coffee is just down the street. Thank you for asking. Good to see you, my friend. Thank you very much.
Not okay.
Can I do an American accent?
An American accent, yes.
How? I am Chief Peanut.
No.
Also known as Runs With One Shoe.
Peanut?
Oh, wrong Americans. You want Americans 2.0.
Hi, I'm Sean.
No.
We can all agree that Asian accents are the most fun.
No,
sure they are. Even Chinese folks are like, oh, that Dina, do you saw a lot about that?
That is so not okay.
Oh, you are so white.
Peanut, this is America, damn it!
You can't do this. You have to be very careful, except when making fun of the French. No one cares.
Oh, mon chéri. You are so beautiful, I will kiss you like an American prostitute.
What if there are French people here tonight?
I'm attacking, they'll retreat.
No, no, no!
I can't believe, hey, can I do a black guy making fun of white folks?
No!
Oh, come on, there's a purple guy making fun of white guys, like that he needed to be a black guy. It's an ungay rainbow, it could have been canceled, but I go home in a box, so it's fine.
No.
Yo-yo, my cracker, dance, witch!
Peanut?
Shoot the ball, motherfucker, Peanut!
What? I can do a black voice, I'm a person of color. Wrong color, as I said it before, and the ladies know it. Once you go purple, you never go back.
That doesn't rhyme.
Once you go lavender, you'll want me like a scavenger. Once you go plum, I'll make you go numb. Once you go periwinkle, I'll show you my...
Whoa, 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 whoa. Wait, what rhymes with periwinkle?
Dinkle. Duh.
Okay, look, just no more accents.
Come on, what if I do a Chinese comedian from China making fun of white folks?
Oh, white folks are so stupid. They suck at mathematics. And I'm not touching my dinkle.
There's no such thing as a dinkle.
Touch it.
You talking about this show being on iPhones?
It is on iPhones.
Can we go look?
You what?
I want to go look.
All right, so you want to go see what we're doing?
Yes, go see what we're doing. Okay, okay, okay. I'm just going to float you. Just calm down. Everybody, just calm down. Don't fall down. I'm not going to fall down. You could fall down. That'd be funny as hell if you fell down, dude.
Well, we're coming over here. I wanted to show the audience that actually we're doing this entire thing on iPhones.
Jeff, get out your iPhone. What? Get out your iPhone.
Okay. I have it in my pocket here.
Okay, now turn it on, and I want you to film Matt.
Okay.
Turn it on, dumbass. I'm working on it. You suck at this. Okay, now there it is. Okay, there it is. So there's that. Okay, this is fantastic.
What are we doing here?
Okay, so in one of Lewis Black's specials many years ago, he said he found the end of the universe, and it was actually here in Houston, Texas, where he found a Starbucks right next to another Starbucks. I think we found the new end of the universe still in Houston, Texas. We are here filming content of another camera filming content of another camera filming content.
It's the end of the universe, ladies and gentlemen!
There is nothing left to film content of! Just film content of content, filming content of filming content. And then sell it to YouTube.
I have no idea what just happened.
All right. Say goodnight, Peanut. You guys are the awesome. That's Peanut. Thank you.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, a guy who's tried his best to put some terror in the world, please help me welcome my good friend, Ahmed.
Greetings, Texas Infidels!
It's good to see you, Ahmed.
Oh, it's good to see you too, Infidel number one.
You seem happy to be here.
Of course I am happy to be here. I don't want to be over there, if you know what I'm talking about. The president has been busy.
Dun, 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 Iran. Dun, 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 Iran.
It's not funny. Silence.
Not yet. Well, we can understand why you don't want to be there now.
Kill me once, shame on me, because I did that. That was my fault. Silence.
Almost. How did that happen?
How did I explode myself? Yes, I skipped a critical day of bomb-making class.
I see.
And then on the final exam, that turned out to be my actual final exam. I was like, red wire, blue wire, I don't know which one to cut. All the king's horses and all the king's men had to put Ahmed together again. It's not funny! Silence! I kill you! Americans are so crazy. I say I kill you, and you'll go, yeah!
So, Ahmed...
Wait! I forgot to tell you. I, Ahmed, am going to become a United States citizen!
I thought you hated America.
That was so last week. The United States is the land of opportunity where anyone can become president.
To be president, you have to have been born here.
Oh, then mayor of New York City.
So where are you originally from, Ahmed?
It's not there anymore.
Why not?
Ask Donald.
Dun, 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 Iran. All right. Ahmed, maybe you should focus on the written test and your knowledge about America.
Okay, ask me any question from the citizenship test.
Well, I don't know the exact questions on the test, but I can test your general knowledge about America. I know some stuff.
Okay, that's good.
Let's start with an easy one. What is the supreme law of the land?
Oh, Donald Trump. Next question. What?
Actually, it's the Constitution.
Seriously, it's Trump. Just ask him. Next question.
Okay, what has 50 stars in it?
The Epstein files.
No. No.
Yes, it's the American flag. I'm still right.
Okay.
Next question.
Okay. What do the stars on our flag represent?
Oh, Brother Jay said we add a star every time we take over another country.
That's not right.
Oh, you wait and see. Star 51 will be Greenland. Star 52, Cuba. Star 53, the freaking moon.
All right, what is our 4th of July?
The day after our 3rd of July.
What is Congress?
Stupid.
Okay, I'll rephrase the question. What is Congress made up of?
Idiots!
No. Who makes the laws in our country?
Judge Judy.
No. All right, what is the capital of Texas?
A large T.
What do you call the 13 original states?
The OGs.
Who said, give me liberty or give me death?
Walter on his 50th wedding anniversary.
Who vetoes bills?
Danny DeVito.
What is the minimum voting age in our country?
It depends on who's watching that particular ballot box.
Why did the pilgrims cross the ocean?
To get to the other side. What are you laughing at?
I wrote that one today. I wasn't sure if it was going to be funny, but stupid joke. How many terms can the president serve?
We are about to find out. That joke goes to either side.
Yeah. What is the highest court in the United States?
Oh, the one that Snoop Dogg just walked out of.
What was discovered in California in 1848?
Botox.
The Quakers were known as the Society of Friends. Can you name any?
Oh, of course. Ross, Rachel, Chandler, and Monica, Phoebe.
Who is considered the father of the United States?
Nick Cannon.
No. No.
Bill Clinton.
No.
Bill Cosby.
No. All right, more recent history. A man named Houdini could get out of any straitjacket. What was he?
Gay. He was like, I'm not wearing this. It's too straight. I did that a little too early.
All right, one last question, and this is important.
Okay,
here we go. The idea of self-government is in the first three words of our Constitution. What are those three words? Very important, very famous. Starts with a W.
What the fuck?
No. You guys have been an awesome audience. Thanks for coming out tonight. Without my beautiful and supporting wife, Audrey. And our sons, Jack and James, you guys have been just an awesome audience. Happy